Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda So reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat Deliverance of Jagaya Madhai Chapter 13 Continuing They've just finished offering their Jagaya Madhai Stuti The prayers, 40 prayers that Jagaya Madhai have offered to Gaur-Nitai, to glorify them and to show their gratitude and appreciation. And then the Vaishnavas were amazed at seeing the sight of this whole, these two drunkards that have been transformed, and they're crying. The two drunkards were crying as they offered the prayers. And then the Lord was saying that, he said like this, Prabhu Bali, this is text 290. E dui madhyapa nahiara. Aji haite e dui sevaka amara. Mahabhu said, those two are no longer drunkards. From today on, these two are my servants. Sabe mili anugraha kara e dujere. Janme janme yara jena amana pasare. All of you bestow your mercy on these two, so that birth after birth they do not forget me. So it's interesting, this Lord Chaitanya is, he's saying that I'm accepting them, they're my servants, Amara Sevaka. But then he's asking all the Vaishnavas to please bless them also. One would think that it's sufficient to be accepted by the Lord. What more is required if the Lord personally accepts you in his inner circle of servants, that you have nothing more to worry about, nothing more required. But even the Lord is saying, he's asking all the Vaishnavas, you please accept them also. And that's what we were discussing earlier. Just as when one surrenders to Guru, then he's accepted by Guru, and then automatically he's accepted by all the God brothers and God sisters. So the Lord is begging the Vaishnavas, please accept Jagai Madai. And because that's also required. The Guru accepts us, but then we also need acceptance by all the devotees. And this is an important point, because Lord Chaitanya is saying, please accept Jagai Madai. He's begging all the Vaishnavas. And sometimes we disciples, we think, well, I love my Guru, and I'm surrendered to my Guru, and I'm trying to serve my Guru. And my God brothers and God sisters, who cares? I don't need them. It's not required. But Lord Chaitanya is indicating here that his blessings, Bhagavan's blessings, are fully necessary, but in addition, and including the blessings of Bhagavan, are the blessings of the Lord's devotees. So, in this regard, once Prabhupada said, it's impossible to love Krishna unless you can love the devotees. Like someone might say, I want to love Krishna, but devotees are very difficult to get along with. So now, Lord is saying, Jai Rupe Jaharatani Yachi Aparad, Shamiya idui prati karaha prasad. Mahaprabhu is asking all the Vaishnavas in Sri Shiva Sangha. He's saying, please, I'm begging all of you to forgive whatever offenses Jagaya Madai have committed against you and show compassion on them. So oftentimes we find that in this verse, Mahaprabhu is showing his extreme karuna. He's saying, I've forgiven Jagaya Madai. And please do like me. Because we see that how extensive and expansive the Lord's heart is. That he immediately, they surrender to me, I forgive them. But we see amongst ourselves, amongst devotees, oftentimes the most difficult thing for us to do is forgive someone. We become very, it's the nature of Kali Yuga. But the Lord, who could be greater sinners? Because the Lord, he's appointed Yamaraj and Chitragupta and he has a whole justice department. The Lord is the emperor of the universe and the justice department is Yamapuri and Yamaraj. He has a whole justice department to judge people and punish all types of sinful people. There's never been greater sinners in the entire universe than Jagaya Madai. And on the spot, Mahaprabhu has wholesale forgiven them for all their offenses. And then he's saying, please, I'm begging you all, you forgive them also. So we should think about this nature of the Lord, because the heart of the Lord should come into the heart of the devotees. we should develop and have the qualities of the Lord's heart. So his compassion is unbelievable and inconceivable that he was able to, okay, you've committed so many sins, but I forgive you, I accept you. Now they're in Shiva Sangam. This whole pastime is going on in Shiva Sangam. And they've been admitted into the most confidential Sangha, what is called Antaranga Bhaktas. There's only 200 devotees in this Sangam. And they're members, card-carrying members. So now the message we can get from this is, oh, if my guru forgives a devotee, then I should forgive also. But sometimes disciples, they think, oh, how did Gurudev forgive him? I know one guru bhai of ours. He had a disciple who was his secretary. And one guru bhai. And then the secretary came to Mayapur and he was taking care of the guru's things. And the guru had a lot of money in his suitcase. So one day he decided to go to his village in Bengal, the secretary, with the guru's suitcase and all the money. So he left the Mayapur meetings with 3 lakhs of rupees and the guru's suitcase, because it was a nice suitcase. He didn't just take the money, he took the suitcase too. And he disappeared for a couple of years. And when he showed up after 2 years, and in a very repentive and sorrowful mood, begging forgiveness, then my guru bhai, he forgave him and then immediately enrolled him in his service, his secretary again. And I was in the temple of this particular guru bhai, and all the disciples were speaking to me, what is this? How can Gurudev do this? How he stole money? And one of the temple presidents, he had his camera in that suitcase also, and his camera got lost. And of course, the guru didn't replace the camera. So he was a little bit having some bad feeling as he lost his expensive camera in the deal. And the guru forgave him, because it wasn't his camera. But the boy, the devotee, was a little upset. So this was a whole UN cry amongst the disciples of that guru, my guru bhai. How could he forgive him? He stole so much money, and God knows what he did. And as soon as he comes back, okay, you're my secretary again. What is this? And they would ask my explanation for this inconceivable behavior. And I said, this is Krishna's mercy. And of course, we hear this phrase everywhere. But Krishna's mercy, how can we be in touch with Krishna's mercy? How can we be in touch with Krishna? Only through the devotees. We touch and see and experience the devotees. How they love, how they deal, how they express the will and mercy and kindness of Krishna. That's how we meet Krishna, by meeting his devotee. So I said, this is Krishna's teaching us. This is the heart of Krishna. And you're questioning the heart of Krishna? You're criticizing Krishna's heart? Be careful. You know, Guru is Krishna, Sakshat Hari. Oh, yeah, okay, well, still, but I have my camera. I want my camera back. But still, okay, he forgave him, and that's nice, but couldn't he just come in a temple and do humble services? Does he have to immediately put him at his secretary and fly off to the next country with him? I said, Krishna's mercy is unlimited. So we have, the hardest thing for us to do is understand and exhibit a similar quality of compassion that the Lord exhibits all the time with his beloved servants. Okay, a friend of yours is a friend of mine. We have this phrase in America. A friend of yours is a friend of mine. Like we say, if you love me, love my dog. So, oh, you're my good friend. And then, oh, you know, I got this pet dog. Oh, dog. Oh, just get out from here. Don't come to my house anymore. No, so if we love you, then we love your dealings. We love your associates also. So Mahaprabhu, he's begging all the devotees because they're thinking, some of them may be thinking, oh, why you accept Jagai Mata? It's one thing to lift them off the streets and give you mercy and make them devotees, but bring them into the private club? It's one thing to forgive someone, but it's another thing to invite that person from the streets right into your bedroom. Well, that's quite an intimate setting. So this setting of Shiva Sangam is the most confidential arena for Mahaprabhu's pastimes. This is his Rahasya Leela. This is where he goes into the deepest experience of Braja Bhav. In Shiva Sangam at night during Ratri Leela, when Surab Damodar and the other associates start kirtan, at least in Nitya Leela, then they start entering the mood of Braja Bhav. And as they have Ras Leela on the banks of it's called Jamuna Pulina. Jamuna Pulina is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As Krishna and Radha have Rasa Leela on the banks of Jamuna in Vrindavan, 12:30, 11:30, 12:30, like this. The same thing is happening in Shiva Sangam. So Mahaprabhu, this is when he's relishing his Braja Bhav. This is when Gadadhar is in the mood of Radharani and Krishna's in the mood of Gauranga's in the mood of Shyam. So this is a very private Bhav. This is a very high class, intimate Bhav. Where all the associates, Narahari is dancing, but Narahari is thinking, I'm Madhumati Sakhi, because he's Madhumati Sakhi. And all the associates are identifying like this. Now, here comes Jagai Madai. Hey, what's going on here? We just came from drunken stupor yesterday, and now we're in the Ras Leela. I mean, talk about elevation, talk about full acceptance. And when the Lord accepts someone, he accepts them fully. He forgets, we have this phrase, forgive and forget. He forgets everything. Everything cleaned off and just fully accepts one. So this quality we should also develop as to devotees, that if the Guru accepts someone, even we may know that person, we may know something about his deplorable or despicable past. But if Guru accepts someone, then we should also accept them fully with open heart and open mind. So he's saying, forgive whatever offenses they've committed against you. He's saying you. Maybe they've offended you. Because you can imagine, they were parked at Mahaprabhu's ghat for some time. And the rest of the time, their headquarters was the main street, the Chorai, the crossroads of Navadvip. That was where they stood. And anybody came by, hey, you stupid. They would throw things, yell things, burn people's houses down, rob them. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, forget all that, forgive them. It's a little hard if somebody burns your house down. They burn your house down one day, and next day you're supposed to say, Hare Prabhu, Hare Krishna. I'm so happy to see you. I built another house. Why don't you come burn it down? So this is inconceivable. So we get by hearing these verses about the Lord's heart, his dealings, the expression of his heart in the dealings with his devotees. We understand something about the nature of spiritual feelings, of the loving vibration which animates the entire spiritual world. The spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, is animated by a vibration of love. And that love is just, it's everywhere, what do they say? Everywhere center, nowhere circumference. This is an interesting phrase. In Goloka Vrindavan, everywhere is the center. There's no circumference. No, circumference means this. This is called circumference. This is center, right? So because the center is one, Krishna is the center, and every single individual personality, they are revolving about the center, so there's only one circumference. Everyone's in the same circumference because the center is one. For example, if you have a lake, there's sarovara, or there's some lake, some water, and you throw one rock in there, that rock becomes the center. But then it makes a circumference, a circle goes out like this, you know, toot, toot, toot. Then you throw another rock, right? So that's one rock is one center with its own circles, expanding concentric circles. And another rock is another center with expanding concentric circles. And another rock, another rock. So what happens is all the circles overlap, right? So this means everywhere circumference, nowhere the center. This is the material world. You have your center of interest, and it echoes, reverberates in certain directions. And I have mine, and then they clash. In the spiritual world, everywhere is center, nowhere is circumference. This is one acharya said like this. So this, we're understanding, what is that center? Those center feelings. The center feelings and heart of Lord Chaitanya. Shuniya prabhura vakya jagai madhai sabara charanadari parilatatai. Hearing Mahaprabhu's words, Jagai and Madhai fell down at everyone's feet. Sarva Maha Bhagavat Kaila Ashirvad, Jagai Madhai Haila Nira Aparad. All the devotees blessed Jagai and Madhai, who were then freed from all their offenses. Sabara Charana Dhari Padila. So this is the blessings of the Vaishnavas. It says they all blessed them. Ashivad, they gave blessings. And then nirapparad, they became free from their aparads. So it's one thing, you can see there's like, we talk about multi-level marketing. or some people talk. Not we don't talk, but some people talk. But there's also multi-level acceptance of the Lord, of the devotees. So one level of acceptance is by Krishna, or his representative, Guru. But that's a very important level of acceptance. But a second, equally important level of acceptance is the Vaishnavas, the community. Like here we have this Mayapur community, or different temples, they have LA community, Alachua community, they have this term, community. So we see the absolute necessity to be accepted on both levels. The level of the Lord and his devotees, Lokik and Alokik. Alokik is transcendental, Lokik is phenomenal in front of us. So their spiritual life was not completely successful until they were accepted on both levels. Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted them. He gave full mercy. They were like free. They were liberated to some extent. But still they were carrying some burden. They were carrying a burden of the reaction of their offenses, called aparad. And then, because the aparads were not with Bhagavan, he forgave his aparads. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave the aparads. Nityananda forgave the aparads. That was already discussed. But still, they had a debit with the Vaishnavas. So, one level Bhagavan accepts you, but then when you fall at the feet of the Vaishnavas and beg their mercy, then when they accept you, then you become free. You become pure. Niraparad. So that's why what Vrindavanas Thakur is reminding us of the absolute necessity to have acceptance on both levels. The Vaishnavas must... Vaishnav Ashirvad, Bhagavan Ashirvad, like they often say in Radhakund, when the Brahmins are getting a donation or trying to get a donation, they say, Brahman ne kushi, Bhagavan ne kushi. If the Brahmins aren't happy, that means you don't give big donation, make us smile, then Bhagavan will not be happy with you. And Brahman ne kushi. Brahman not happy, Krishna, God not happy, like this. So we have to please the Vaishnavas and we have to please Bhagavan for the pleasure of the Lord and the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. So that's why Rupa Goswami, he says, oh, you want to realize your Siddhadeha? You want to live in Vrindavan and your Siddhadeha and Ekadash Bhav? There's so much discussion about these most elevated, exalted topics which are so far away, but at least we think and desire to go in that direction. Everyone should realize our spiritual form. But to bring us to that point, in 11 instructions, the maybe fourth instruction on the way to our Siddhadeya is community relations. Community relations. Right? Community relations means people. People in our people are Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So Rupa Goswami says, you'll never attain a Siddhadeya. It's impossible. You'll never attain your pure spiritual body unless you learn to love. And first you have to learn to love on this level. First control your senses and learn to love your own self. If you love your own self, you won't exploit yourself by exploiting your body. So you love yourself by realizing yourself by controlling the impulses of the body. Vachavegam Manasakrodavegam. Then once you learn how to love your actual Atma, by controlling it, engaging in Krishna's service, then you can learn how to love other Atmas. In this case, it means the Vaishnavatma. The Vaishnavatma. This means community. So Rupa Goswami is saying community relations are important. Without community relations, there's no attainment of Siddhadeya. Very interesting idea. Someone might say, I stopped studying sociology 30 years ago in college. Urban planning and development, sociology, group psychology, all these kind of subjects. But he's saying, dadati pratigrinati, you have to learn to love. That's community. It's all about community relations. It's all about Vaishnava. First, learn the art of loving. Right? There was a book that was written like that, Art of Loving. Art of Loving, Eric Fromm, some psychologist, the Art of Loving. So Rupa Goswami says, learn the art of community relations. This is a Vaishnava community. Vaishnava's dealings are based on love. Love the center, love the circumference. The center is Krishna. Deposit our love there, direct our love there. Draw some interest. You deposit your love in the bank, the love bank, and you get interest. Right? You put money in the bank and you get some interest. You draw it out. You deposit love into the love bank, Krishna's the center, then you draw out something, you understand? The bank, you make a withdrawal. Then you distribute the love to the circumference. The circumference is the Vaishnav community. The Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis. This is, if we don't cross this step, this upadesh, then we cannot attain the last step, which is to live in this Vrindavan. Right? This is the upadeshamrita, nectar of instruction. To live in Vrindavan, in the Siddhadeya, serving Radha Madhav 24 hours a day. So these kind of points are being discussed here, and Lord Chaitanya is encouraging everyone, accept them. Please, I've accepted them on one level, I've accepted. Now they've been accepted on both levels, now they're near aparad. They have no more aparads. Because the love of the Vaishnavas. Ashirvad means giving of love. Ashirvad means blessings. Blessings of Vaishnavas, is they say, yes, I bless you. May the love of Krishna flow. May your love flow now. Everything, I forgive everything. I've taken everything. I've thrown it all away. Now let love for Krishna flow freely. There's no blockage in the stream. There's no dam in the flow. It can go purely and quickly. So then, now the Lord said, Prabhupale utta utta jagai marai haila mara das ara chintanoi. The Lord said, utto utto, get up, jagai marai. Because where are they? Why is he saying get up? Because they went around and fell at Padila, Vaishnava Padila. They fell at the feet of all the Vaishnavas. So now they're lying. They haven't gotten up. They're just lying at the feet of the Vaishnavas. And they don't want to move from there. It's a good place to be. Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Parajal. Just stay in a Bhakta Paraduli in the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas. In all perfection, one will attain. So they're lying there. And all the blessings are coming. They're free from their offenses. They think we should not move from here. We're in good position. We're lying on the floor. Now all our debts are cleared. We're safe. If we stand up, maybe we make an offense. If we stand up and I look at someone, oh, your nose looks funny. Oh, I didn't mean it. As soon as we stand up and start opening our eyes, and then we open our mouth and our mind starts going like this and that, and you stupid, and then we're in trouble again. Back to the feet. So better we stay here, and we're in a safe zone. Aparad free zone. They should make something, they have these signs, international signs, with a round circle. It's a round red circle and then a red line like that. And there's some guy walking like this. That means don't walk on this street. The guy's little black figure, like he's walking. And then it has some cigarette like this and it goes, toom. It means no smoking, right? So we have, I don't know how you depict an aparad. Some of you creative artists, you know, maybe you showed a Dulal or some different artists around here. They can make the figure of an aparad. What is an aparad? Or maybe just put my picture there. And then, oh yeah, that's an aparad. Then a circle with it. No, hey, don't do that. Or some kind of archetypal, you know, Mr. Aparad or whatever. So, no, this is no aparad zone, the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas. So they're in a safe zone. So now, the Lord's saying, but get up. Do not worry, for you are my servants. Chintanoi. Don't let your mind be disturbed. Amaradas. Can you imagine? So you're lying in the streets, and you're poor, and really not doing very well. Then Bill Gates comes along. Hey, what are you doing lying in the streets? Get up. Huh, who are you? I'm Bill Gates. Acha? From now on, you're my servant. Oh, all right. There's no problem. No chintanoi. So Bhagavan is saying, they've accepted you. I've accepted you. Get up. Now the Lord is saying more. Tumi dui jata kichu karile stavan parama susatya kichu nahaya kandhan. The prayers you have offered to me are certainly true. No one can refute them. Because we heard, many of us have been here every day, we heard 40 different prayers. It's called Jagai Madai Stuti. They offered 40 prayers, one line in glorification of Chaitanya, one line in glorification of Nityananda. Because their relationship is with them. Their rasa is with Chaitanya Nitai. Because they both were forgiven by them and liberated by them. E sharire kavu karo hena nahi hai Nityananda prasade se janiha nishchai. Vishambar goes on. to say to Jagan Marai. What you have experienced is not possible in these bodies. Know for certain that this was simply due to Nityananda's mercy. So what they're experiencing is that they become liberated, first of all. They're free from all their sins. They'll never see hell ever again. Or never, or in the future, let's say, for even one moment. And they're about to enter the unlimited ocean of Prem Sankirtan. And so this is all possible by the mercy of Nityananda. So this Lord Chaitanya is reminding him, this is all the mercy of Nityananda. He's the one that first approached you. He's the one that took the clay pot on his head. He's the one that forgave you. He's the one that begged me to withdraw my chakra. It's all with him. It's all by Nityananda Kripa. To sabhara jata pap muni nilon sabha sakshate dekhava bhai e anubhava. Bishamara says, I have personally taken charge of your sinful reactions. Oh brother, see for yourself. So of course, this is Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. The Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna. So he's saying, listen. You listen, Jagai Marai. Hey, Dui Bhai. I'm personally taking your sins. Aham Tram Sarva Papebhyo. Sound familiar? Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Dharman Pratyaja. Aham Sarva Papebhyo. Krishna is telling Arjun, don't worry about any varna dosh, any ashram dosh, varna dosh. There's no fault. You simply follow me. There's no reaction. There's no sin. I personally will take all the sins. So then, okay, Arjuna accepts it. We accept it. But now, in a very graphic pastime, a very visible, tangible pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to show how he and Krishna directly take all the sins of just devotees. This is quite incredible. And Siddhanta Saraswati rephrases, he says, oh brothers, I've accepted your sinful reactions. You will all see for yourselves. Actually, he's addressing all the Vaishnavas. Now he says, Dui jana sharire patak nahi ar iha bujaite hoila Kaliya Akar. Vrindavan says, Das Thakur. In order to demonstrate that there were no more sins remaining in the bodies of these two, the Lord's body turned blackish. Since all the sinful reactions of Jagai and Madai took shelter in the body of Mahaprabhu, his body turned black. When Advaita Prabhu saw this, he said, Ah, Ray. Gaura Sundar is looking just like Gaura Chandra, Shama Sundar. It's blackish, right? Beautiful, beautiful black, bluish black, like Gana Sham, that beautiful color. Gana means thick, Sham, that a rain cloud is thick with water, Gana Sham. So this is Krishna's body, it's thick with this Sringhara Ras. And the rasa, the alankarist, in Rasa Shastra, they say that each rasa has a different color. So the Sringhara Ras, this erotic conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, Sringhara Ras, the color of that is Sham Rang, Sham. So Krishna's body is Gana Sham, it's thick with the rasa, the Rasa Raj, Sri Krishna. And he distributes that rasa to all of his devotees in the exchanges of love through the various services that they render. According to their positions. So the intensity and the thickness and sweetness of that rasa depends on the intimacy of the relationship with Ghanasyam, Krishna. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, yes, I'm accepting your sins. And what aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepting the sins? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna Yuga. So is Radharani accepting his sins? No. Krishna is accepting the sins. Just as Krishna's, that's why we say that Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, they're like two lotuses overlapping, like an overlay. One lotus, another lotus sitting on top. So we see the Bhagavad Gita Leela becomes the Chaitanya Bhagavad Leela. Lord Krishna, Sham Sundar, on the battlefield, he's telling, I accept the sinful reactions. Aham Tom Sarva Pap Babyo. And he's already black, which makes it very convenient. Because he's already black, so you don't know if which ones he took or not. And it's at the juncture of Kali Yuga. So here, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepting, what aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepting the sins? The Krishna aspect. Krishna is doing all these activities. All this killing of the demons, that's the Vishnu within Krishna. So absorbing all these sins, absorbing all Jagai and Madai's sins, this is being done by Krishna. Or you can even say Vishnu in this regard, who's also blue. Prabhu Bale Tomara Amare Deke Kena Advaita Balaya Ye. Oh, that's interesting. In the purport, he's already telling the next verse. Shri Gokula Chandra Jena. Lord Chaitanya, it reminds me, when you think of Lord Chaitanya, it reminds me of Krishna, obviously, everyone. But when Krishna's killing demons, sometimes when Krishna's facing some demon like Pulambasura or some big demon, it's described, he's sitting there, the demon's getting all worked up and cursing him and sweating and going crazy. And Krishna has one hand on the shoulder of a coward friend. On the other hand, he's twirling a lotus flower. He's just spinning it on his finger like this lotus is going toot, 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 because he's just turning the stem like this. He's like, is there a demon here? You saw a demon somewhere? This guy. Well, yeah, Balaram, he thinks he's a demon. He came to kill you. Watch out. So, in the middle of this very serious thing, I'm taking all your sins, and he's turning black, and everyone... And because... There's Lord Chaitanya's heart and his rasa and his viewpoint. And then there's all the bhaktas, the 200 bhaktas looking at him and looking at Jagai and Madai and seeing them and seeing Lord Chaitanya and the waiters there. And they're thinking, well, this is astounding. What's happening? The Lord's turned black. What's going on? It's amazing. It's just Lord Chaitanya. But now it's Krishna. Because this is not sannyas lila there. His beautiful black hair, everything so beautiful. And then, who is this? And then in the midst of all this, it's mystifying. There's so many rasas going on with the devotees of Buddha, amazing. And then watch this take, because there's different cameras. One camera is on the devotees looking like, wow, you see that he's speaking? He's in Shamsundar. What's happening? And they're all talking among themselves. It's not that everyone's just sitting there. You know, when there's a leela going on, they're living people, and they look at that. Hey, do you see that? I mean, it's happening. It's drama. It's leela drama. They're not just the audience are not frozen statues. They have hearts and feelings and spontaneous. And it's not. Hey, you raise your hand before you speak. No, they're all Narahari Sakar. And wow, check that out. And they have different responses according to their own rasas. So now the Lord turns to Advaita and says, "How do I look?" Hey, how do I look, Advaita? Hey, you look like Gokula Chandra. So there, he's in the middle of, and Jagai Mother, oh my Lord, and you know, they're on the ground, they're lying underground, get up and they're trembling, oh, our sins, I'll take all your sins. Then in the middle of all this sobriety and seriousness and this, because Krishna is this dear Lalita Nayak. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has these four kinds of, you know, Nayak bhavs, Dhirodatta, Dhiroprashant. So then he just turns and like he forgets the Dira Prashant and becomes Dira Lalita and turns away to Advaita. How do I look? Ravishing. You look marvelous. You look like Gokula Chandra. So they're having, this is like, they start laughing. They're like laughing like you're laughing. They're also, you know, this is the Hasiras between Advaita and Mahaprabhu. And then Advaita Pratibha Shuni Hase Vishambar Haribali Dwani Kare Sabha Anuchar. On hearing Advaita's comment, Vishambar smiled. It's Hasya, it's funny, they're having a great time. So all this seriousness is going on, Lord Chaitanya is laughing, making jokes. And Krishna's fighting demons, he's, ah, look at this, okay. You know, just twirling a lotus flower and you know, knocking off the most incredible demons. Prabhu Bale, Kaladeka Durira Patake, Kirtana Karaha Sava Jyotike Nindake. Vishambar said, see how these two sinners are black? Perform kirtan so that their sins take shelter in those who blaspheme the Vaishnavas. Rivo. So look in the mirror tonight. Take a close every night before you take rest. Look in the mirror and ask your wife, or if you have a wife, say, oh, do I look blacker than I did yesterday? Yeah, you look very black today. What happened? Oh, I think I made a fence, you know. I'm becoming black-faced. This is very good. He says, so if anyone, we blessing Vaishnavas, then we get a great inheritance. We get a great wealth. We will become so wealthy. We will inherit all the sins of Jagai and Madhai. That will be our inheritance if we blaspheme the Vaishnavas. So this, who's saying this? Is this just any Brahmin of Nadia? Or is this any person saying this? This is God, Bhagavan. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. And Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this. That, see, these sinners are black. He's saying, Kala Deka Duri Patake. Perform kirtan so that their sins take shelter in those who blaspheme. Mahaprabhu said, this is the purport, the forms of Jagai and Madhai's sinful reactions are black. These are the forms. All of you perform kirtan, then these black sinful reactions will take shelter in those who blaspheme the devotees. And Jagai and Madhai will be delivered from their sins. So there's many, many points being mentioned here. Acceptance by the Lord, acceptance and blessings by the devotees, and then the ultimate balm, the ultimate panacea, or the ultimate balm for the disease, the ridrogam, kamam, or disease of this material disease, bhava rog, it's called bhava rog. It's bhava rog, this disease of material existence. The ultimate balm, or the ultimate medicine, dawa, is the Vaishnava kirtan. Kirtan. Kirtaniya sadahari. The Lord, Mahaprabhu, has accepted them. And he's asked all the Vaishnavas to accept them. And they've accepted them. And giving them ashirvad. But the Lord's saying, something more is required. Something more is required. Now, let's all do kirtan. So then in that kirtan, then the final wash. It's like you have people have washing machine. You have pre-soak. Then you have pre-wash. I don't know, I go by hand myself. But I think, and I can remember when I saw a washing machine. There's like you soak it, then there's pre-wash and final spin and this and that. So this is the final spin. That the getting everything out. The Lord's mercy, Bhagavan Kripa, Vaishnav Kripa, and Nam Kripa. So these are the three requests. In Kali Yuga, because we're talking about Kali Yuga, we're talking about archetypal fallen souls of Kali Yuga, Jagai Madhai. And most of us are coming in their sampradaya. Jagai Madhai sampradaya. So we have to attain the mercy of Bhagavan, the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and the mercy of Nam, Nam Kripa. So, and that can best be attained by joining the kirtan of the pure Vaishnavas. Now it begins. Nache Prabhu Vishwambara Nityananda Sange Vidya Vaishnava Sabha Jasha Ghaya Range. Vishwambara danced with Nityananda, and all the Vaishnavas surrounded them and sang the glories of the Lord. Ghaya Range. Nachaye Advaita Jara Lagi Avatar Jahara Karane Hoila Jagata Udhar. Advaita also danced. He Advaita induced the Lord to incarnate and thus deliver the entire world. Kirtana karaya sabadiya karatali sabai karena nritya haye kutuhali. As everyone performed kirtan, they clapped their hands and danced jubilantly. So this is what they call the happy ending. Right? Maduram samapayat. Everything should end on a sweet, joyful, happy note. So this is certainly a nice way to end this. This, I don't know, if it's not really the end, it goes on quite more, but it's a nice change in what's been going. So everyone's clapping their hands, they're dancing jubilantly. Prabhu Prati Mahanande Karo Nahi Bhai Prabhu Sange Katalaksha Tela Teli Hai. They felt no fear as they bumped into the Lord thousands of times in their ecstasy. So they, as sabe, means everyone. All the Vaishnavas, it sounds like, what do they call those dances where people bounce into each other? Break, yeah, thank you. It sounds like a break dance. It used to be this kind of break dance. I don't know, young people, they dance in heavy music, and then they just, what do? They throw each other against each other or something? They, you know, they, hey, boom, and they just, it's kind of like wrestling, rugby, boxing, and dancing. And
stage
a little bit
diving.
And a little bit of insanity also. Mixed in, and they call, and with a little music. It's called break dancing. You know, they just, so everyone's bouncing into the Lord. This is the sweetness, the intimacy of Naralila. Now, can you imagine dancing with Ramachandra and bouncing into Ram? Bouncing into Lakshman and Sita Devi? Or no, forget about Sita Devi. But just the men, you know, it's not possible. Bouncing into Narayan and Daruka? It's impossible. They're in a big throne. Narayan. But Lord Chaitanya is right out there with the people. He's on the street. He goes, takes the Harinam to the street. God is in the street, bouncing with the people, shoulder to shoulder. He's not thinking, oh, my name is Nimai Pandit, and my father taught me the Puranas. And I remember he was teaching in the Purana, the chapter about karma and pap and punya, that you know, how you exchange karma. And if you bounce in, if you touch someone's body, you get their punya or pap. Hey, don't touch me. Hey, don't bounce into me on the sankirtan. Give me my space. Hare Krishna. No, it's like everyone, it says thousands. What does it say? Where are they all came from? There's only supposed to be 200. Where are we here? It says, thousands of times. They felt no fear. See, this is the kingdom of love. For example, and the epitome of loving intimacy in the material world is husband and wife, the material world. So they don't have any fear about each other. There's no husband, oh, I'm afraid of my wife. I mean, maybe he should be. he'd make a lot less mistakes if he was. But generally, because there's such intimacy, which is all based on the foundation of intensive affection and love, there's no fear. They can say anything. You can pinch my nose or pull my ear, pull my hair. My body, any part of my body, is no privacy. There's no intimacy. It's all, there's no fear. This is the situation. Because we consider, this is the most intimate exchange of love between husband and wife. So there's no fear. I'm not afraid. What is the fear? So this is what's happening in the Shiva Sangam. Among the Lord, this is the spirit. This is Goloka Vrindavan. There is no fear. And this Mayapur is Goloka Vrindavan. This is Braja Gokul. This is Vrindavan. There's no fear. You get on my shoulder. You know, they get on Krishna's shoulders. And Krishna's eating a rasgulla. And he says, oh, Sridham, you know how good this rasgulla is. Your mother can't cook like, you know, this Radharani made this. This is so good. Achat. they just take it right out of his hand and say, hey, that is good. And then they take whatever's left. They say, hey, stop. And the big fight starts. And then Balaram says, hey, stop. So this is, there's no fear. Oh, I shouldn't, you know, it's his, you know, his prasad, I can't take it. And so this is it's so sweet to hear. When you hear this, then you think, there's no barriers, there's no shells and games people play. They have all these books that psychologists write. Games people play, the psychic shells around the individual. You have so many shells and protection layers, psychic layers and mental layers and emotional layers and all kinds of crap. But in a spiritual world, it's just straight shooting. It's just Lord Chaitanya loves all of his associates completely and fully and absolutely, and all of his associates love him completely and fully and absolutely. No bars holds barred. What is it? No holds barred. They don't hold anything back. It's a free exchange. Oh, should I? Oh no, that is, you know. Hey, come on, be careful. You know? It's like, we experience that when we have the kirtan, isn't it? When we have the kirtan at night, especially Mayapur, I've been in kirtans, and you're just falling over the dhotis, you don't care. And that's when everyone, you know, gets a little relaxed when things get like this. So this is the spiritual world. They felt no fear as they bumped into the Lord thousands of times in their ecstasy. Varu sange deke ai garera bitare. Basya bhasaye e ananda sagare. As I was explaining earlier, that all of these Brahmins and Pandits in this Sangha of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because 95% of everyone in Shiva Sangham is a Brahmin, they're all Pandits. And they're all married, most of them. That means they have wives. And the wives are at the party also. They're not home babysitting. Their wives are all inside the house. And wives and mothers also. Ai means mother. And they're watching. Their noses are, you know, pressed against the windows, right? Of course, there's no windows. But and so here, now, so you, that's why, I mean, I'm not a movie maker, but when I read Shastra, I love it because it's just, I just feel like different parts of my heart develops all these cameras, and I see now there's one camera, because one camera is on all the devotees bouncing, and the Lord's, hey, and you can see the Lord's bouncing like this. You have to get absorbed and try to see it through the eye of surrender and the eye of desire to enter these leelas. And now the camera shifts. Well, okay, now look at all these ladies looking, making all this sound. So first, if you're watching a movie, you just see Lord Chaitanya, they're bouncing into him, and then you hear the sound, woo, and then you're watching, oh, I'm just seeing Lord Chaitanya, all these, and they make this peacock sound. And then the next thing, they make ooh, and then the camera, first it catches your attention. Who's making that? Then the camera shoots and shows the faces of all the ladies going ooh, like this, right? You know, if you ever make a movie. I mean, I could be a good movie director. and then it's from a distance. They're going, and then it closes up, and then you see, you know, so this is what the Shastras are doing. They're just like zooming in on the hearts and faces of all the characters in the drama and Leela, the Lord. Mother Shachi and her daughter-in-law, Vishnupriya, they floated in an ocean of bliss. Vasaye ai Ananda Sagar. Ananda Sagar. We're in Bhavasagar. Bhavasagar means the ocean of material existence. And we're not floating, we're sunk. We're sunk in the ocean of material existence. But Ai means mother, or daughter-in-law, I forget. But the daughter, Vishnupriya, and her mother-in-law, usually mother-in-laws and, you know, daughter-in-laws and their mothers are not floating in oceans of bliss. Mothers and their daughter-in-laws are usually fighting tooth and nail like wild cats, you know. But here, the mother and the mother Shachi and her daughter-in-law, Vishnupriya, are Basaye Ananda Sagar. They're floating in an ocean of bliss because they're floating because they're watching everything from within Srivas Thakur's house. Remember I told you that? They're all looking out. So this is the verse to explain that. From within the house, Mother Shachi and Vishnupriya saw the Lord's pastimes of delivering Jagai Madai. And as a result, they became absorbed in ecstasy. Sabe Paramananda Dekhiya Prakash Kaharo na guche Krishna veshera ulas. Everyone was filled with ecstasy after seeing this pastime. Their ecstatic love for Krishna was uninterrupted. Krishna vesh ulas. In other words, they just kept rising and rising and rising. Paramananda Dekhiya Prakash Jaranga Prarashite Rama Baya Pai Se Prabhura Anga Sange. Madhyapa na chai. The two drunkards danced in the association of he whose body the goddess of fortune is afraid to touch. That's giving you a little bit of glimmer of the Aishwarya Vaikuntha. This is Madhurya. This is Madhurya Mayapur. The sweetness of the Lord. The sweetest feature of the Lord is Mahaprabhu. And the sweetest form of devotees are Mahaprabhu's bhaktas. And the sweetest exchanges are the exchanges between Mahaprabhu and his devotees. But if you take now this is a little glimmer into Vaikuntha. So now the cameras have to shift to Vaikuntha. And Lakshmi is, she says, "My Lord, would you like that I press your feet? Oh Prabhu, would you like that I press your feet?" Not now. All right. And she just sits. Very careful, very cautious, very official, and very afraid. This is Vaikuntha. It says she's afraid. She says, Prabhuranga Sange Madhyabandha. She says, Anga Rama Bhayapai. Rama is the goddess of fortune. Anga. Madhyapere Udarila Chaitanya Gosai Vaishnava Nindake Kumbi Pake Dilatani. In this way, Chaitanya delivered the two drunkards and sent the blasphemers of the Vaishnavas to the hell known as Kumbi Paka.
All right. One-way ticket to Kumbi Paka.
Anybody wants, we give you special frequent flyer miles? If you have frequent flyer miles, if you make a lot of blaspheming, a lot of offenses, we will give you one free ticket to Kumbi Paka. Anyone knows the characteristics of Kumbi Paka? There's one big karai there. The whole planet is shaped like a karai. You know karai? A wok or karai? It's like you see in Bengal, you think you have big karais. You know, you feed 20,000 people, 40,000 people, and they have these karais, they throw the babies inside. And, you know, so much khichdi, so much rice and dal, right? Big, big karai. So the whole planet is a big, big karai, and it's all like some kind of cheap cooking oil. Maybe. I don't know, maybe it's ghee, I can't say. Or dalda or something like that. You know, they have to save money. So it's full of ghee or whatever, oil. It just says oil. And all the people that make offenses to Vaishnavas, first they have to get the juice squeezed out of them. First they go to the sugarcane planet. There's one sugarcane planet where they have these big rollers, like, you know, those steel rollers when they grind the sugarcane? And first your body goes through there, squeeze all the juice out. So once the juice is out, then they throw you in the oil, so then it makes a nice pakora. So then you fry in Kumbi Paka for, like, I don't know, it takes a long time to cook a pakora over there. So you fry up there for a few million years, and you get a nice golden brown, and then they pop you out and give you some body as a cockroach or pig or whatever you deserve. So he's saying that the blasphemers, they go to Kumbi Paka. So this is not a good proposal. We don't want to issue any tickets there. So now Vrindavan Das Thakur, of course, as I said, this is a repetitive theme of this entire book. Nindaya na bhari dhamma. I mean, imagine this is written almost about 400 years ago, this book. Nindaya na bhari dharma sabhi papa lava eteke na kare ninda sabha mahabhaga. Blasphemy does not enhance one's religious principles, does not improve or increase. It only results in sin. That is why fortunate souls do not engage in blasphemy. So he's always reminding us of this thing, theme, just one or two verses. Dui dasyu dui maha bhagavata kari ganera sahita na che goranga shri hari. After transforming the two rogues into Mahabhagavats, Shri Gaurahari danced along with his associates. Nritya veshe vasila takura vishambar vasila chodike vedi vaishnava mandala. Overwhelmed from dancing, Vishambar sat down and all the Vaishnavas sat around him. Wow. Sarva ange dula chari anguli praman tarappi sabara anga nirmala geyan purvavat haila prabhu Goranga Sunda, Hasya Sabari Bhali, Prabhu Vishwambar. All the bodies of the Vaishnavas were covered with 2 inches of dust. Dula Sarva Ange, Dula Chari Anguli. Anguli means finger. So they have 4 fingers of dust. You know, see, this measurement, that thick. There was that much dust all over their heads. I mean, all over their bodies. Sarvanga. Now, that's really pretty dusty. And that's a lot of bhaktapadaduli. Bhaktapadaduli, that's the dust of the feet of all the bhaktas in the Lord. Yet, they were all filled with pure knowledge. Because generally, we associate ignorance with dirt. Nirmal. Again is considered ignorance. Ignorance, dirt, contamination. But this, they're covered with dirt, but they're illuminated with the topmost brilliant form of knowledge, Prem. Garanga Prem, there's no higher knowledge than Garanga Prem. And they're all swimming in that ocean of Garanga Prem. Lord Gaurasunda regained his former state, smiled and spoke to everyone there. So former state means he became Gauranga, Gaurasunda. Although the Vaishnavas sitting around Mahaprabhu appeared externally dirty, because they had 4 fingers of dust on their bodies, All of them were all-knowing, topmost scholars without any contamination. Mahaprabhu continues. Edu jara papihina na kariyaman, edu jara papimuni dahilonapan. Don't consider these two as sinners, for I have personally burned their sinful reactions to ashes. So this is the burning factor. The burning factor is Krishna and Gauranga. So the guru, he's the messenger. He carries the sins to the Lord. He accepts the case. He accepts the patient in the hospital. And then the cure and is done by the Lord himself. So the guru, he's simply the agent. He carries the sin. He accepts the disciple. And Krishna digests and dissolves all the sinful reactions. Sarva dehi muni karun bolon cholon kan tabe dehapat jabe muni chaliyan. In the bodies of all living entities, it is I who make them act, speak, move, and eat. When I leave a body, it dies. There's a very important point in the purport here. I guess we just close on this. But this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Anti Lila. When a living entity attains spiritual knowledge, he doesn't maintain his false ego, in ignorance or passion or goodness, the three types. The living entity then surrenders at the lotus feet of the Lord and becomes liberated. Diksha kale bhakta kari atma samarpan, se kale Krishna tari kari atma sam, se deha kari tara chiranandamoy aprakrita dehe tanra charana bhajai. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking. At the time of initiation, Dikshakali, when a devotee fully surrenders unto the service of the Lord, Atma Samarpan, the Lord accepts him as good as himself, Krishna Atma Sam. When a devotee's body is thus transformed into spiritual existence, Chidanandamaya, the devotee in that aprakritadeya, transcendental body, renders service to the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is what happens. That's why Lord Chaitanya told Sanatana Goswami, he said, your body belongs to me. Your body is not material. Externally, your body is covered with sores and oozing sores and dripping all kinds of pus because he came through Jarikan. He got some skin disease when he got to Puri. He wanted to commit suicide. Lord Chaitanya embraced him and said, your body is pure. And he's speaking these verses. When you're a prakrita deha, you've taken diksha, and you're absorbed, your body is a seva deha, seva body. Your body is chinmoy. What are we doing? Our sleeping is Krishna's service. Our eating is Krishna's service. Our cleaning, everything is Krishna's service. This is all Krishna's seva. This is the chinmoy activity. So the body is actually transcendental. Prabhupada used to use the analogy of the iron rod and the fire. The iron rod is put in the fire, it becomes fire, spiritualized. It takes on all the qualities of fire, as long as it's in that atmosphere. So as long as we remain in the spiritual atmosphere, protected by the energy of the Lord and his devotees, then we act in this fully chinmoy aspect, aprakrita deha, charana bhajai. So he says, after Gaurasundara accepted the bodies of Jagai Madai to be as good as his own, whatever he had them do, whatever he had them speak, however he had them behave, whatever he made them eat was favorable for the service of Vishnu. In this way, after turning one towards the Lord's service, the worshipful Lord takes his worshipper's servant, who leaves a body made of five gross elements within the material world and departs. So this is what happens. Is our body, this external body, once we take diksha, then our prakriti deha, or our spiritual body, starts to manifest. And the beginning of the manifesting of the spiritual body is the manifestation of the bhav, chinmoy bhav. Chinmoy bhav means seva bhav. So that's why the devotees are absorbed in service. Yam yam bhapi smran bhavam. So we're developing bhavam, smaran bhavam. We're remembering Krishna throughout the day, serving Krishna throughout the day. We're developing bhav. The sadhana is all about developing bhav. If sadhana is being properly performed in the two stages of sadhana, vaidhi and raganuga, it comes to bhava. So all of our sadhana is about developing bhav. So that bhav is the precursor to the body. First the bhav, then the deha. So this is why Guru engages in so much seva. So as soon as we attain diksha, as soon as the day, diksha kale, from the time, the day we take diksha, which everyone knows what that means. Generally, it means receiving one of the Pancharatrika mantras, but Prabhupada also included Hare Krishna mantra. Diksha Kale, then we're serving the Lord, Atma Samarpan. Man, Tan, Dan, Krishna Samarpan, Guru Samarpan. We're worshiping Krishna. What are we doing? Nothing but worshiping Krishna. Then his body is actually, it's Chidanandamoy. Maya means made of, saturated with, composed of. Chidananda means consciousness, but consciousness saturated with bliss. So this is what the devotee is developing. He's developing a body, and that body is a prakrita. It is not prakriti. This external body is prakriti, but the spiritual body is a prakriti, a prakrita, spiritual, transcendental. And it's made of chinmoy. It's chinmoy. So that's developing. I mean, it's already existing, but it becomes manifest. And when the bhav, as our bhav becomes more and more condensed, more and more developed and pure, then that full, we have full darshan of that prakriti deha, which is us, which is our eternal body. So that's why he's saying, when it, at the death, then this prakriti, this external body that we're just carrying around, it's like a vehicle, that's dropped behind, and it says the Lord, and he departs. After turning one towards the Lord's service, the Lord takes his worshipper's servant and departs. So this is very nice. At the time of death, we leave the skin, the shell behind. The Lord takes his worshipper's servant. Because we're serving the Lord and worshipping the Lord in our chinmoya deha, which is a prakriti. It's transcendental. And that is, it's always there. And then we're, as we become more realized and purified, then we fully see it and we realize it. And in that prakriti deha, which is sometimes called Siddhadeha, then we go to enter the Lord's Chit-Dham, eternal spiritual world, and serve him eternally in our spiritual body. So this is a very happy ending. And it will be, hopefully be the happy ending for all of us. The ending of the class and the ending of our life and the ending of our sojourn in the material world and the perfection of devotion, as we heard this morning in Bhagavatam class, Paramgati, was it? Paramgati, the supreme destination, which we all hope to attain. Krishna Prema. And that Prema is expressed through a body. First it's a Bhava Deha, and then it's the Siddha Deha. Deha is based on the Bhav. First Bhav, then Deha. Not first Deha, then Bhav. Some schools of thought, they give the Deha first and say, good luck, hope you get the Bhav. But our school is a little different. Any questions or comments? This is our... let's say, last class here. Hopefully, there's more classes somewhere else.
So, please come back to Mayapur again and have some inspiration for everybody for us. Yeah.
Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Veda Vyasa ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Dai Gaur Premanandi. Without ears, the speech has no value. Right? So without your ears, what value is the speech? What is the value of a glovejaman without a tongue?
Well, I have one question.
No, but do you have one Golabjaman?
You say that Golabjaman, Krishna and Radharani took Golabjaman a different way. That Radharani took piece by piece. But Krishna took the whole Golabjaman and they spit all three through the face of Radharani. Why?
Because he loves her.
So you say, I like
Krishna. More. Krishna's, he doesn't want, he want, he's not much sharing type. You know, he's, oh, this is good. I mean, Radharani's like, you know, I'll take it all inside. Radharani will give the Golabjaman back later, indirectly, in the Adhara Amrita. The Adhara means lips, the nectar of her lips. But Krishna's thinking, in other words, Radharani makes Krishna wait for the nectar. But Krishna doesn't make Radharani wait for the nectar. When he eats the Golabjaman, he puts the whole thing in and it sprays on her face. So these are the two ways to eat a Golabjaman. There's the Krishna school, Krishna Golabjaman Kau Vidyalaya. Krishna Golabjaman Kau Vidyalaya. Or Radharani, Golabju, and cow vidyalaya. Cow means light, eat, right? Cow. So you can eat like Krishna and spray all your friends, share the mercy. Or you can eat like Radha and contain the mercy and distribute at your wish.